The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Bauer, weak side, pump fake. Pierce comes out on him. Skip pass backside. There they find Shermer, and he'll get the six-footer off the glass and in. At the other end, Ravenna tries to answer. Krabosta for three. Got it! Krabosta with his third three.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Donovan as the Ravenna Blue Jays battle the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
6 seconds to go. Donovan Trumbull midcourt with three, two. Kick it off for a three-pointer at the buzzer, and they bank it in. Tarnick banks in a three-pointer from 22 feet, and that's how the first half will end.
Donovan Trumbull returns home for their first game of 2015, while Ravenna is back on the court after playing four games in two holiday tournaments last week. It's the Blue Jays and Cardinals coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Donovan Trumbull High School with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Donovan Trumbull High School. It's time for Lou Platt Conference Basketball with our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry. I'm Doug Duda as we get ready for the Cardinals and the Ravenna Blue Jays in our first broadcast of 2015. Happy New Year, everyone. Glad that you're along with us for tonight's broadcast. For this girls' contest tonight, it's going to be an interesting matchup. Donovan Trumbull has struggled this year, just two wins. But Coach Mark Davis says, we've actually had a really good week of practice. They're trying to overcome some injuries. Not that those injuries would definitely affect the rotating and starting five that they have, but they're a young team to begin with. And he says, we just are continuing to grow. And they will take on a Ravenna team tonight that is not playing their best basketball, according to Coach Noah Malsby. In fact, he's shaking up the starting lineup tonight after they went 1-1 in both their holiday tournament and the Pleasanton holiday tournament, and they set it 5-4 on the season. This ends the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back and look at the starting lineup for tonight's girls game right after this on Classic Hits.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
And welcome back to Donovan Trumbull. Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the visiting Ravenna Lady Jays, number 3 is a 5'4" freshman, Brooklyn Fidelke. Number 12, 5'5" freshman, Megan Meagrel. Her sister, Hannah Meagrel, is a 5'4" junior. She's number 14. Number 23 is a 5'9" senior, the only senior on the team, Sydney Kuchera. And number 24, 5'8" junior, is Emma Ochtenberg. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Noah Malsby, assisted by Dan Bowling, Dale Zorb, and Anna Ripp. They are 5-4 on the season. For Donovan Trumbull, number 1 is a 5'6" senior, Emma Grosshans. Number 2, 5'9" junior, Kiana Pfeiffer. Number 21, 5'10" sophomore, Carson Poppy. Number 24, 5'3" sophomore, Abby Williams. And number 25, 5'6" junior, Ashley Tarnick. The head coach is Mark Davis, assisted by Tracy Nelson and Beth Reiners. 2-7 on the season for Donovan Trumbull. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, and Kearney. Back with more in a moment.
Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT Pivot Tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Donovan, Ravenna. It is time now for our Seeds to Success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. We kind of touched on it already here in the pregame show. Donovan Trumbull has had trouble scoring this season, and they have also just one senior in the lineup in Emma Groshans. They're going to have to be able to handle the basketball. For Ravenna, it doesn't look like they'll put on a lot of full court pressure, because Coach Noah Malsby says even though they've done good in the full court pressure, they have not done so good with their half court defense. He says that's where they were solid at the beginning of the year, so they were working on their offense. And then when they started to work on their offense, their defense took a hit. So the seed to success tonight is solid defensive play for Ravenna. They would be the favorite in tonight's basketball game. And if they come in and play solid defense, even if it's a low-scoring game, you would expect Ravenna to come out on top. But the Cardinals definitely have to start shooting better to have a chance in tonight's ball game. Your seeds to success brought to you by your Pioneer Seed professional, Craig Weeches. It's high school hoops on this Thursday night. We've got college hoops between Iowa and Michigan State, currently on ESPN Radio. The Nebraska men and women playing tonight as well. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
We're ready to get things underway. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by Ravenna, and Migra will take it right down the lane to pick up the basketball's first shot of the game. A rebound brought down by Donovan Trumbull, and a quick whistle called here to start the contest. Donovan Trumbull's Ashley Tarnick pulls down the loose ball. Foul is going to be called on Sydney Kuchera. That will be her first. And contrary to what Coach Malsby said, they are going to put some ball pressure on early on, straight man-to-man, full court. The Cardinals will bring it across the timeline, pick up the dribble is Williams. She'll give it to Emma Groshans. Off the screen, she'll bring it to the left wing. Now finds the baseline, drives, shoots, it rolls off the rim. No good. Good attack by Groshans. A rebound brought down by Ochtenberg, and then she is fouled by Groshans, who fell to the floor trying to get her rebound. So each team with an early foul here. And Donovan Trumbull will settle back on defense. Donovan Trumbull will pick up at half court here. Bring it across the timeline. Left-hand dribble. Migro will drive. Put up the shot. No good. We've got a tie-up. And the arrow goes to Donovan Trumbull on the rebound by Kiana Pfeiffer. 7:25 to go here in the first quarter. Looking for our first points of the basketball game. Pressure in the backcourt. Gross-Hans gets it ahead to Williams. Williams brings it across the timeline with a left-hand dribble guarded there by Fidelke. Little pick and roll. They'll kick it on the left wing. Down to Gross-Hans in the left-hand corner. Very aggressive defense by Ravenna. So Gross-Hans takes the baseline. Ran out of real estate. Falls into the hands of Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's shot is no good. Rebound by Tarnick and will go again. Donovan Trumbull brings it out top. Williams decides to drive. Went right underneath the basket and then passed it to Gross-Hans. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Ochtenberg. Tarnick's got to take that shot next time for Donovan Trumbull. She did all the work and then kicked it out farther away from the hoop. Man-to-man by Donovan Trumbull as Ravenna on their third possession gets it to the left elbow to Megan Riegel. Kicks it out top. No shot there for Hannah. Now to the left wing. The shot by Fidelke from 13 feet hits the iron and then goes over the backboard and out of bounds. So back into the hands of Donovan Trumbull. Both teams have had a couple of nice looks, just haven't been able to score here in the first 90 seconds. And if Gross-Hans is asked to do too much, that might hinder what the Cardinals are able to do here. They've really put the ball in her hands. She'll dribble it across the timeline, right wing, and give it off to Tarnick. Throw it back out top to Williams. Williams with all kinds of Ravenna pressure up top. Gross-Hans for the three. It's off the mark, no good, but an offensive putback is up and in by Abby Williams. And Donovan Trumbull has our first points of the basketball game. Ravenna will hustle it up the floor, and then when they come to a stop, a travel is called. First turnover of the ball game. And it goes against the Lady Jays. So Donovan Trumbull will get it in the backcourt and get it to Emma Gross-Hans. Gross-Hans starts right, crosses over across the center court. Got tripped up somehow. I think she just stubbed her own toe. The ball is loose. The arrow will go on a jump ball here to Ravenna. So the Cardinals will turn it over. That was just an unfortunate thing there for Emma. I think she just stubbed her toe as she was trying to cross over and the ball got away from her. So Ravenna brings the ball into the front court, kicks it on the left wing to Megan Migro. Back up top, they'll go to Hannah. Hannah drives to the right elbow, then brings it out in front of the Donovan Trumbull bench. They'll swing it around left side. Good left-hand dribble by Ochtenberg. And a hand-check foul going to be called here on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Kiana Pfeiffer, her first, and the team second. Ravenna ball on their baseline. And to throw it in is Fidelke. Brooklyn Fidelke and Megan Migro, a pair of freshmen getting their first varsity starts. Get it into Kucher, tries to back her way in. Double teamed, one falls down, shot no good. She gets her own rebound, hits the rim on the way back up. Kick it out for a three-pointer. It is no good by Fidelke, and another foul will be called. And it's going to be called on the Blue Jays. And it will go against Ravenna's Megan Migro, her first. 5:33 to go here in the first quarter. 2-0 Donovan Trumbull in our girls' game. The boys' games have produced some great ones over the last handful of years. We'll see if we get another one tonight. Ball comes into the front court. Pfeiffer up to the top of the circle. She'll go Williams against very tight man-to-man pressure for Ravenna. Trying to cross over. Nice move, Williams, into the lane. And then just as she goes up, lost the handle. And out of bounds it goes. So that's a couple of times that she's made a very nice move to the bucket but has not been able to finish, and Ravenna will get the basketball back. Cardinals with some good defense here in the early going, scrapping for everything. Ravenna will bring Sarah Ripp into the basketball game, our first sub, up top to Migro. Both Migros are in there. It's Megan over to Hannah, throws it over her head and out of bounds, so Ravenna will give the ball right back. So nothing too smooth here in the early going of this girls' game. Now, Ravenna did play four games last week in those two tournaments. Donovan Trumbull played in the Elm Creek Holiday Tournament as Gross-Hans comes down the lane, and on the way up, she loses the basketball and is going to be credited with a foul, drawing the foul, and two free throws are coming up here for Emma Gross-Hans. It'll be Emma Ochtenberg with her first, team's third. And the first free throw of the night. On the way, and it is good. Gross-Hans with her first point, 3-0 Donovan Trumbull. And the second one, waiting on it here for Gross-Hans. On the way, it's good as well. So Emma hits them both. Donovan Trumbull has jumped out to a 4-0 lead here As Ravenna has went the first 3 minutes without scoring, they'll try and change that up. Working their way to the high post, the ball is knocked away. The steal made by Pfeiffer. Up the floor to Grosshans. Grosshans attacks right side, off the glass and in, and then a foul to go along with it. Looked like maybe Ochtenberg got over there at the very end of the play, and Grosshans with a chance at a three-point play, and the Cardinals are out of the gates here, 6-0. Grosshans leads the team by far. She gets about half of their points, 17.5 points per ball game. They average just over 35 on the offense, so no doubt she's what makes them click. It is a foul on Sydney Kuchera, her second, and Grosshans will complete the three-point play. And it's 7-0, Donovan Trumbull, 4:35 to go here in the first quarter. Rip sizes up the left corner three, decides to drive, puts the shot up, contact, no good, no foul. Rebound comes out to Hannah Meagrel, second chance. And as she starts to drive, a whistle and a foul in the paint. This will be called on the Cardinals' Abby Williams, her first and the team's third. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in, Rip. Tosses out on the right wing to Ochtenberg. Little contact inside, no call. They wanted a third foul on Kuchera. Free throw line jumper is banked in by Ochtenberg, and those will be the first points of the game for Ravenna at the 4:20 mark. 7-2, Donovan Trumbull. Grosshans weaves between defenders. The runner from 10 straight on, too strong. Rebound brought down by Sarah Rip. Mozicka is also in the ball game here for Ravenna. She comes off a couple of screens, takes it on the right side of the lane. Turnaround jumper won't go from 6 feet away, and the rebound is brought down by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer outlet pass to Williams in the front court. Cross over to the baseline, takes it right to the rack, off the glass and in for Abby Williams. And Donovan Trumbull has shown all night long that they know how to attack the bucket, and now they're starting to pick things up. The ball will go out of bounds here. And our official pointed the way of Donovan Trumbull, but he corrects that and says it's Ravenna basketball, which is the right call. Good defense by Poppy getting back there to deflect the long outlet pass. 9-2, Donovan Trumbull, 3:41 to go here in the first quarter. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Backdoor off that inbounds pass for a layup. And Nozicka is in for her first bucket. Up the floor come the Cardinals. Now Ravenna starting to just put that ball pressure as guarding Grosshans tonight is Meagrel. That's Hannah Meagrel in the man-to-man. She draws the tough defensive assignment. Down to the low post, they'll kick it to Tarnick. Back to the left corner. 15-footer is on the way. No good by Pfeiffer. Rebound on the floor. And losing a shoe out there is Anna Terraza. Terraza just came in and lost the shoe. Ravenna kind of dove on a loose ball. No true possession. We'll just stay with Donovan Trumbull here. Nebraska men play tonight at home. Rutgers, 8:05 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Pregame at 7:05. It's also on ESPNU. The Nebraska women are at Michigan State tonight at 7:30 on the Big Ten Network and 12:30 AM KHAS. Lob in. They get it to Pfeiffer in the paint. She'll give it off to Terraza. Terraza dribbles into trouble in the left-hand corner. Loses her dribble. Forces it to Grosshans. And Ravenna is being so aggressive that they're getting called for a lot of fouls here. And Hannah Meagrel will pick up her first. Five fouls on Ravenna, three on Donovan Trumbull. We still have 3:09 to go here in the first quarter, and the Cardinals will go to the bench. Coming in is going to be Maddie Grosshans. And also checking in, looks like maybe Poppy returns. She'll throw it into the left wing. Gets it to Tarnick. Ashley holds the ball there. Gets it inside with a nice bounce pass. Turnaround jumper won't go for Donovan Trumbull. And Grosshans, who just checked in, a rebound grab by Hannah Meagrel, and that'll be her second. Quickly into the front court they go. Meagrel inside, nice up and under move, but they're going to wave it off and call a walk on Nozicka. Fourth turnover for Ravenna. And back into the ball game is Brooklyn Fidelke. And checking out of the ball game will be Hannah Meagrel. Donovan Trumbull basketball leading at 9-4, 2:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. Across the timeline, they'll dish it off to Poppy. Left-hand dribble on the wing against the man-to-man. And again, a hand-check foul on Ravenna. Donovan Trumbull is going to get a chance, it would look like, to shoot a lot of free throws here in this first half. Now, they are 69 out of 137, so right about 50%, just a little over 50% on the season. into the front court on the inbounds. Grosshans are really trying to double and triple her. Off the screen, they get it down low to Peraza, and another pushing foul. And Coach Noah Malsby not happy. I don't know if he's not happy about his girls committing fouls or all the fouls that are being called. And this one is on Sarah Ripp, her first. That is the seventh foul. So with 2:29 to go in the first quarter, we're shooting free throws. And it's Anna Terraza at the line to shoot the 1-1. And the free throw is on the way, and it bounces off the iron, no good. Pulled down by Nozicka. Nozicka pushes it up the floor, 3-on-2. Outlet on the left wing, they'll get it to Megan Migrel. Migrel comes into the paint, pulls up from 6, it's off the heel, no good. Then she's over the back. And it'll be Donovan Trumbull basketball, and we'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. Second foul on Megan Migrel. So we'll see what Coach Noah Malsby does strategy-wise here. He'll take her out and bring sister in Hannah. And at the line will be Emma Grosshans. She is 3 of 3 and has 5 of the 9 points. The other 4 to Abby Williams. But this free throw is too strong, and the rebound comes out to Sarah Ripp. Ripp will push it up on the floor on the right wing. Stop. No 3 there. Ravenna likes to shoot 3s, but only 1 so far against the man-to-man. Up top, there's 2 Ravenna players, and they end up turning it over. Grosshans comes up with a loose ball. 1-on-3. She takes it all the way in and scores. Emma Grosshans, and a timeout by Ravenna. Donovan Trumbull looking really good here in the first quarter of play. With 2:01 to go in the opening stanza, it's the Cardinals 11, the Jays 4. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Doug Duda back with you here on Thursday night Lou Platt Conference basketball. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Ravenna coming out of the full-length timeout, trying to get some things worked out here. They trail 11-4 at Donovan Trumbull, who's 2-7. The Jays 5-4. They try to force it inside. It goes off the shoulder of Nozicka and out of bounds. The sixth turnover for Ravenna. I think Coach Malsby would like to go back to a little full-court pressure, but Grosshans has been doing a good job of handling that. Emma already with 8 points here, averages 17.5 a game. And that's one of the many reasons Donovan Trumbull has a 7-point lead. She's got it in the right-hand corner, gets it on the low block there to Poppy. Poppy tries to face the basket, gets double-teamed, dishes it off to Maddie Grosshans, and Maddie will put it up from 7 and score. The largest lead of the first quarter is now 9 at the other end. Ochtenberg trying to get free, but she's double-teamed, had to get rid of the ball into the corner from Nozicka, and a 3-second call on Ravenna. Don't see those much anymore, the old 3-second call, but there was that tangle up in the lane. That's usually when you see it anymore, if somebody falls down or you're fighting for a loose ball and all of a sudden you lose it, then they know you've been in there for a long time and you get dinged. Cardinals with a 9-point lead and the ball with 1:05 to go here in the first quarter. Stutter dribble right side. Maddie Grosshans comes in, gets it knocked away there by Brooklyn Fidelke. Good save. Up top, Williams. Williams kicks it back out of the wing to Poppy. To Grosshans. Top of the key. Doesn't want the three, but a three by Maddie Grosshans is up and in. Back-to-back buckets by Maddie. 16 points. Donovan Trumbull almost has half of their per-game average. At the other end, a three to answer is no good by Sarah Ripp. Rebound is tipped, still fighting for it, loose on the floor. Ravenna has it, and I think they're going to call a timeout. Diving on it is Hannah Migrel, and she will get the timeout called to save the possession with 31 seconds to go here in the first quarter. But Ravenna is struggling on the road. A nice start. Donovan Trumbull up 16-4. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Thirty-one seconds remaining here in the first quarter, and Donovan Trumbull has scored seven in a row, and they lead it 16-4. And the Blue Jays have already used two timeouts. Can they score? Off the pick and cut, nothing there. Ball deflected away, out of bounds. Last touch by Matty Grosshans, so Ravenna will get it underneath their own hoop. 16-4. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Looking to throw it in will be Fidelke. Throws it up top, wide open, 16-footer is on the way, and swish for Eva Ochtenberg. She's got four of the 6 points. 16-6 across the timeline with it'll be Abby Williams with a left-hand dribble, stops between the circles and gives it off to Poppy. Poppy into the right-hand corner with 10 seconds. Looking out front, they've got Emma Grosshans on the bench, and the ball is deflected away by Sarah Ripp. Out of bounds, Donovan has 5.5 seconds to get one up. And they tried to get Emma in, but they don't buzz her in. And so Donovan Trumbull will have somebody else. Poppy drives, forces it up. It's blocked by Brooklyn Fidelke. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Donovan Trumbull, with one of their best offensive quarters of the entire season, lead it 16-6. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Thursday Night Basketball. It's the Lou Platt Conference tonight. Girls game, Donovan Trumbull has jumped out to a 16-6 first quarter lead over the Ravenna Blue Jays, a team that averages only 35 points per game. And a crossover dribble, Emma Grosshans turns it over. Ravenna can run, they can gun, they can score with Megan Meagrel. A good start to the second quarter here for the Blue Jays, trying to intensify the full court defense. But Emma Grosshans able to bring it up. And then if she goes to make the pass, we've got another touch foul inside. That is the ninth foul on Ravenna. They were in the 1-1 with about 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. The foul called on Hannah Meagrel, her second. And at the line to shoot the 1-1, Emma Grosshans, 3 of 4. She has 7 points. Sister Maddie has 5. Williams has 4. The free throw is up, and it is in. For Ravenna, for the 6 of the first quarter came from Ochtenberg. Ravenna had 7 turnovers to Donovan Trumbull's 2 rebounds. 10 Ravenna, 7 for the Cardinals. And Grosshans hit both free throws. And she's already halfway home to her season average with 9 points now. 7:30 to go in the first half, 18-8. Donovan Trumbull has built a 10-point lead. Cindy Kuchera just calling for the ball. There is a battle inside. They get it to her. She backs up the defender but misses the shot. Fight for the loose ball, out of bounds, and Cindy Kuchera has just picked up her 3rd foul, and the Donovan Trumbull fans just got what they wanted. I'll tell you what, Ashley Tarnick has been battling and battling and battling inside, but Kuchera's just got to be a little more heady with those 2 fouls. She didn't back down at all, and you just knew she was going to get whistled for her 3rd foul. And she did. She's missed a couple of shots inside, and trying to get the rebound, she's over the back. Easy call for the official, and at the line, will be Tarnick to shoot two. That's the 10th team foul. The free throw is off the heel. No good. Kuchera out. Nozicka in. So foul number three on Kuchera at the 7:19 mark. And it takes away any inside advantage Ravenna had. Second free throw bouncing off the rim. No good. And Rebecca will get her second rebound. Pushes it up the right side and hands it to Fidelke. Into the corner they rotate it to Migrel. Megan dribbles out of there. Skip pass over to Fidelke on the right side of the key. Playing zone now is Donovan Trumbull after starting out in man-to-man tonight. This should play into Ravenna's favor the way they like to shoot the outside shot, but nothing so far. Now a three-pointer on the way. Ochtenberg too strong. They're 0 of 3 from the outside. Offensive rebound, Hannah Migrel. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out for Fidelke. The three-pointer is up and in. First three-pointer of the game for Ravenna, and it's 18-11. Donovan Trumbull was one of two beyond the arc in the first quarter. Into the right-hand corner, Carson Poppy. Poppy, crossover, trying to get into the paint. Kicks it back up top. Ravenna wanted to travel, didn't get it, and now we'll get a whistle and a timeout called by Donovan Trumbull. A 30-second timeout with 6:28 to go here in the first half. It's Donovan Trumbull 18, Ravenna 11. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been a leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implemented Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Stop by Kirshner's Implement in Ravenna and see the great selection of used harvest and hay equipment as well as quality used tractors. All at Kirshner Implement, a proud supporter of tonight's game. Go Blue Jays!
Back at the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday night where the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals trying to get a little win here at home, an upset win over 5-4 Ravenna. Donovan looking for their third win as Emma Grosshans gives it off to Abby Williams, dribbles it off her leg, and out of bounds it goes. Now keep in mind, Donovan Trumbull was up 12. Ravenna's cut it to 7, and now they have the basketball. And when you don't score a lot of points, you start thinking if you're Donovan Trumbull, and they have to just keep playing basketball right now. Don't worry. Don't fret. There is a ton of game left. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Up top, another three. Fidelke, and that one's in. She banked in the first one. That was all net. Back-to-back threes from Fidelke, and the lead is down to 4, 18-14. Cardinals into the right-hand corner with Poppy. Hands it off to Grosshans. She'll step back and fire the long-range three. It's no good. Fidelke will grab the rebound. Here comes Ravenna, starting to get into a little bit of groove on their own. Of course, she hit a couple of threes. That'll help. Megan Migrel in the right-hand corner decides to drive, and I think we're going to get a little hand-check foul called before she attempts the shot. This will be the fourth foul of the game on the Cardinals as a team compared to the 10 on Ravenna. It is the second on Kiana Pfeiffer, though. And checking in, Maddie Grosshans. Ashley Tarnick will check out. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Zoning it up is Donovan Trumbull. And they'll lob it up top to Migrel. Hannah gets it back over on the right wing to Megan. Skip pass over to Hannah on the left side of the key. Got it inside. Ochtenberg's open. The layup is good. Excuse me, Nozicka. Nozicka got the layup, not Ochtenberg, and it is 18-16. An 8-0 run here by Ravenna to get back in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull up by two. Into the hands of Emma Grosshans. Basically kind of manning and shadowing her, trying to double her if they can. Gets it to Maddie Grosshans, drives the baseline, and too much contact for Ravenna. Body, body, body. A couple years ago, they'd have let more of that go, but that hand check has been a point of emphasis, and although that wasn't a hand check, it was a hip, but they're just not going to let you ride on the defensive side of the ball. Nozicka with her first foul. Maddie Grosshans, 5 points, including a three-point bucket, will go to the line and shoot two to try and snap the 8-0 run. First free throw won't do it, though. Ravenna was down 16-4. Since then, a 12-2 run of their own. Terraza's back in, and so is Tarnick for Donovan Trumbull. Both Grosshans are in there, as well as Williams. Second free throw, no good. And Fidelke will grab her second rebound, a chance to tie or even take the lead with a three. And do it in about 3 minutes worth of time. Down to Nozicka, turnaround jumper, right block, rolls over the front of the rim and in. 6 points for Rebecca, and we are all tied at 18. A 10-0 run by Ravenna. And at the other end, the outlet pass will be deflected out of bounds. Other games going on tonight. There's not a lot. Kearney Catholic's at Wood River in the only other Lou Platt Conference doubleheader this evening. Tomorrow night, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic will be right here on Classic Hits from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. We'll also have Amherst Overton on ESPN 1460 tomorrow night. Adams Central Loup City will be on 1230 KHAS. And reaching in and causing a jump ball is Ochtenberg, and the arrow points the way of Ravenna. So they'll get the ball in a tie ball game with a chance to take the lead. 4:40 to go here in the first half. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, first half stats, preview of the boys' game and more, so stay with us. Ochtenberg to the left elbow, gives it off to Meagle, attacks the paint, draws the double team, kicks it out on the wing. Rip starts to drive, then loses the basketball, but the Jays run it down. Ochtenberg, players on the floor, gets it up top to Fidelke, right side of the key, ran right into the midsection of Ashley Tarnick, but Ashley's going to get called for the blocking foul. Fifth foul on the Cardinals, first on Tarnick. Ashley had pretty good position there. But with that mad scramble, you're probably going to get the call if you attack. As they lob it up top, 18-footer on the way. Off the heel, Ochtenberg, no good. Rebound brought down underneath. A tie-up, but the foul is going to be called. And another one on Donovan Trumbull as Nozicka gets her third board. Second foul on Ashley Tarnick. And checking back in will be Carson Poppy. So neither team overly deep. You've got Cuchero on the bench with three fouls for Ravenna. And no points. But credit the Jays, they are battling back without her. And Ravenna will have the ball underneath their own hoop yet again. Fidelke lobs it out top. Sarah Ripp, 21-footer, on the way and good. And Ravenna has hit their last 3 3-point attempts and a timeout called on the floor. With 4:08 remaining in the first half, it's time for Donovan Trumbull to readjust. They were up by 12. Now they're down by 3. 21-18 Jays, 4:08 to go here in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And out of the timeout, Donovan Trumbull ball. Gross hands going to take it to the paint. And a blocking foul called right off the get-go, Emma. The play was, let's get it into our best player's hands. And the senior will go to the line to shoot two, but the first one off the front of the rim, no good. Donovan Trumbull has not scored a field goal so far here in the second quarter. Checking in, Jenna Kreidel, a 5'9 sophomore. Maddie Gross-Hans with a rest. Emma puts the free throw up, and it is in. 10 points now for the only senior on the Donovan Trumbull roster, and that snaps a 13-0 run by Ravenna. The Jays lead it 21-19. Rip for another three. That's off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Emma Gross-Hans. She'll push it up the floor, gets by one, but can't get by everybody else. And then they let her alone, so she fires the three and hit it. The first field goal in over 5 minutes here for Donovan Trumbull, and they regain the lead. 22-21. At the other end, the ball lost out of the hands of Sarah Ripp. Out of bounds. That is Ravenna's first turnover of the quarter. So they played very solid in the first 4 minutes here in the second quarter to erase that 10-point deficit. Now down by one, and Donovan Trumbull with the basketball. Emma Grosshans, Kiana Pfeiffer, Abby Williams, Carson Poppy, and Jenna Kreidel on the floor. And the ball stepping into the passing lane, taking it away. Sarah Ripp, turnover number 6 for the Cardinals. Into the front court, Nozicka. Over to Fidelke. Right wing, Migrel. Lob it inside, Migrel to Migrel. And the score is Megan on the assist from Hannah. 4 points for Megan. 23-22, Lady Jays. Grosshans up the floor, trying to force it inside. A lot of hooking going on. The pass is wide of Kreidel. And out of bounds it goes. Back-to-back turnovers on the Cardinals. With 3 minutes to go here before halftime, Ravenna a chance to extend their lead. Biggest lead being that margin they had moments ago as they fire up another three. Fidelke had that three-point lead. Long rebound is run down in the corner by Nozicka, and another chance outside. The jumper is up, and it is in. But we had a fan standing in our way, and I can't tell you who made it, so I apologize. All I can tell you is that it is 25-22. So we'll be a bucket short somewhere for Ravenna. Donovan Trumbull knocked away. Nozicka makes the steal. She's out ahead of the pack. Rebecca tries to get in there, but closing and knocking it away, Poppy. Out of bounds, Ravenna basketball. And you can hear the Cardinal fans applauding the hustle at the other end. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop, leading it by three again at 25-22. Into the corner, Nozicka trying to set up a three-pointer here for Fidelke. They get it to her off the screen on the way. It's over everything that time, though, and no good. Kiana Pfeiffer with her fourth rebound to Grosshans, and here comes Donovan Trumbull, not shy to push the ball up the floor because they know Ravenna's going to slap that man-to-man pressure on. And we've got an offensive foul down low on Kreidel, battling with Nozicka, trying to get position. And they'll call her for her first personal foul. Ravenna basketball. It's not a one-on-one on a player control foul. Ravenna thinks they're shooting free throws, but that's not the case. Sid Kuchera coming back into the game here with three fouls for Coach Noah Malsby. And 2 minutes to go. He's really rolling the dice here, so we'll see. She has got to be very cognizant of those three fouls. As walking the ball up the floor here will be Hannah Migrel. Into the front court, she gives it off to Fidelke on the right side. Running that wider stance, trying to get some cutters to rip at the ball. Knocked away by Terraza. Out of bounds. And now checking right back in for Kuchera is going to be Nozicka. So she was in there for 5 seconds. 1:52 to go here in quarter number two. 25-22. Ravenna has come back from 12 down. Fidelke fakes the three, drives around the defender, right baseline, puts up the 10-footer, no good. And then as we wait for the rebound, we've got an over-the-back foul called on Ravenna. And we'll trot to the other end and shoot two more free throws. The foul is going to be on Sarah Ripp. That is her third. So she has three. Kuchera has three. And at the line is Carson Poppy to shoot two. Outside of Emma Grosshans, nobody else has made a free throw. 0-5 is a team outside of Emma. Trying to change that as Poppy, but no, it's too strong. Donovan Trumbull with opportunities from the line that they are not cashing in. They do not have a two-point bucket in this quarter. In fact, Emma Grosshans with all 6 points, three free throws and a three-point bucket. 25-22 Ravenna, second free throw up. And it didn't hit anything and went out of bounds. So the ball will belong to Ravenna. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Updates on what's going on tonight. Plenty of basketball. Huskers, UNK, other high school games. As they lob it to the free throw line, Migrel. Hannah drives, one-hand runner off the glass, who's up and in for Megan. Megan makes it 27-22, and now Ravenna's up by five. They have turned it around here with 21 second-quarter points. Emma Grosshans, being double-teamed now, needs to find her open teammate. Dribbles around and hands it off to Abby Williams, right side of the key. She'll dribble in off the foot of Ravenna's Madison Schmidt. And another Donovan Trumbull turnover. The stats have just flipped from the first quarter as Meagle drives. And a blocking foul on the miss will allow her to go to the line. And Hannah will shoot two. Once again, pretty good position on the post there for the Donovan Trumbull defender, but it is the third foul on Ashley Tarnick. And two free throws coming up. The first one is quickly up and in for Hannah Meagle. That is the first free throw attempt of the game for Ravenna. 28-22, they've scored seven in a row. Second free throw. No good. Long rebound. Tipped out, and it ends up in the hands of Hannah Meagle, her fifth. A three-pointer in the corner. Schmidt is good. Madison Schmidt. So for everything that went wrong in the first quarter, it is going the exact opposite here in the second quarter for Ravenna. They've hit four threes. They've scored 25 points, and they lead by nine after being down by as many as 12. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Trying to find room as Williams kicks it into the corner. 19-footer is no good by Poppy. And the rebound brought down by Schmidt. Outlet pass to Fidelke. They want to run. Meagle underneath. Nozicka, nice catch and score. Threading the needle, and Rebecca with 8 points. 25 seconds to go. Donovan needs a bucket badly. Emma Grosshans will power it up. It is in and out, no good. Fights for the loose ball, but Nozicka has another board. And as they try to run the floor, finally slowing him down with a travel. Just the second turnover of the quarter for Ravenna. They had seven in the first. And for Donovan Trumbull, they had two in the first, and they have seven here in the second. Donovan Trumbull will get one more possession here with 17 seconds to go before halftime. They'll inbound it at midcourt to Grosshans. Emma guarded out there by Hannah Meagle, who also has a couple of fouls. On the wing to Terrazas. Down to 8 seconds. Terrazas will drive the left-hand dribble, and a good move. Draws the foul. She'll go to the line, shoot two. I'll untie my tongue, and at the line will be Anna Terrazas. Hasn't scored 0 of 1 tonight, but has provided a little bit of a defensive spark off the bench. The foul called on Brooklyn Fidelke, her second. Free throw is short. Boy, Donovan Trumbull has really hurt themselves from the line. Second free throw. Terraza, good. And he'll check her out. First point for Anna. 6 seconds to go here in the half. Time for Ravenna to try and get one more shot up. They'll throw it into Meagle. Pushing it up the middle of the floor is Hannah. Fires it off to Schmidt. Schmidt shot at the horn from 10. Comes up just short. And that's the end of the first half of play. But what a difference a quarter makes. It was 16-6, Donovan Trumbull after one. And Ravenna outscores them 27-7 in the second quarter to turn a 10-point deficit into a 10-point lead. Ravenna 33, Donovan Trumbull 23. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan Trumbull, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up after this timeout.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. We want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Jason LaValle and the crew here at Donovan Trumbull, as always, for their hospitality. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime of the girls' game, it's Ravenna 33 and Donovan Trumbull 23. We'll look at the first half stats here in just a little bit. But first, the UNK women looking to get a game above 500. They're in good shape with 5 minutes to go. Down at Maryville, they lead Northwest Missouri State 59-46. The Loper women with the lead. The men will play at 7:30. The Northwest Missouri men are 11-2. The Lopers are 8-4 after losing in overtime on Monday night. The Nebraska men's basketball team will be playing tonight at home, Pinnacle Bank Arena. They got home games tonight and Sunday. Tonight it's Rutgers, the first meeting between the teams since Rutgers joined the conference. It's their only meeting of the year. 8:05 on ESPNU and the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And the Nebraska women tonight will be playing at Michigan State, 7:30 on 12:30 AM, KHAS and the Big Ten Network. So Husker hoops are going on today as well. Hastings College, after the men lost and the women won last night against Nebraska Wesleyan, have the weekend off. And next Wednesday, they head to Midland. Again, we've got plenty of high school athletics coming your way over the next handful of days. Here's what we've got tomorrow. Here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic will host Grand Island Central Catholic on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Amherst will be taking on Overton at Overton. And on 1230 AM KHAS, Adams Central will take on Arcadia Loop City. On Saturday, we will have the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational here on Classic Hits, starting somewhere between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. Some of the top matchups that we will have for you in the championship on Saturday. We will also be bringing you the Wilcox-Hildreth-Elm Creek doubleheader, which will start out online only for the girls' game at PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And then once our wrestling is over, it will also air here on Classic Hits 98.9. So we'll be bringing you that on Saturday night. We've also got the NFL playoffs doubleheader Saturday beginning at 3:35, Sunday at 12 noon on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And Saturday, it's the old FBS or 1A championship game, North Dakota State, Illinois State at 12 noon. Here it's half, 33-23. The Ravenna girls lead Donovan Trumbull. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Time now for a look at the first half stats. First off, for Donovan Trumbull, Emma Grosshans, who averages 17.5 points a ball game for a team that averages just over 35 altogether, has 13 points. She has hit 7 free throws in the basketball game. She also has 3 rebounds. Kiana Pfeiffer, 4 rebounds. Anna Tarazas has 1 point. 4 points for Abby Williams. Ashley Tarnick, 3 rebounds. And Maddie Grosshans has 5 points. Most of the damage done there in the first quarter when they scored 16 points, only 7 in the second quarter. At the half, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 7 of 17 from the free throw line here in the first half, 2 of 4 from three-point land, 9 turnovers. Foul situation, Ashley Tarnick has 3, Kiana Pfeiffer has 2. We'll look at the first half numbers for the Ravenna Lady Jays right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
And let's take a look now at the first half stats for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Same story. It was a tale of two quarters. It's just that they heated up in quarter number two. We have Brooklyn Fidelke with a pair of three-point buckets. She has 6 points, two rebounds, and one block. Rebecca Nozicka has 8 points and five rebounds. Sarah Ripp has hit a three-point bucket for her total. She also has two rebounds. Megan Meagrel, all 8 of her points in the second quarter. Hannah Meagrel, 1 point, five rebounds. Sydney Kuchera in foul trouble has not scored, has one rebound. Emma Ochtenberg, 4 points, three rebounds. And Madison Schmidt is in a three-point bucket for her total. She also has one rebound. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. They've been to the line one time. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first quarter. And then Donovan switched it over to a zone for a while. And Ravenna was 4 of 8 from 3-point land in the second quarter. 7 turnovers in the first, 2 in the second. Ravenna had just 6 points in the first quarter, but put in 27 in the second quarter, and only one of those was a free throw. 27 points in that second quarter. The Jays, 33 points, 19 rebounds. 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 9 turnovers. At the half, 5-4 Ravenna, leads 2-7 Donovan Trumbull, 33-23. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Pawnee.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
We're ready for the second half of this Loup Platte Conference Girls Contest. And it will be Donovan Trumbull to throw the ball in to begin the third quarter of play. And immediately they'll get into the backcourt to Emma Gross-Hans. Ravenna stays with that man-to-man full-court defense. And we'll see if Donovan Trumbull can play the third quarter more like the first instead of the second. On the right wing with it will be Carson Poppy. Dribbles it off her foot. It gets loose in the backcourt. It's not even an over and back because Fidelke got there first. Her layup, though, spins off the rim. No good. Rebound put back up and in by Ochtenberg, and she has 6. So not the start Donovan Trumbull was looking for, and it's a 12-point lead now for Ravenna. Gross-Hans makes a nice crossover move to the hoop, but it rolls off the rim. No good. And Kuchera will grab the rebound. Starters in there both ways. Driving the baseline, Meagrel, one-hand runner is too strong. Defensive board brought down by Poppy. Carson brings it across the timeline herself. And finally, Ochtenberg's able to find her and pick her up in a man-to-man. Gives it over to Williams. Abby got off to a good start, but was quiet in the second quarter to Poppy on a baseline. Nowhere to go, she's trapped. Gets it over to Pfeiffer. Back out, Williams on the left wing. She'll dribble it up top, trying to find a seam. Loses her defender on Fidelke. Drives in, off balance, throws it off the square, and scores. That is the first two-point bucket since the first quarter for Donovan Trumbull. 35-25. Gross-Hans knocks it away, and then we've got a foul called. And I think they're going to call the foul on Ravenna. Yeah, that's an interesting call right there. Hannah Migro with her third personal foul. Grosjean stepped into the passing lane and knocked the ball away, but when she did, she tripped and then fell on Migro, who was on the ground, and they called the foul on Migro. So a turnover and a foul, and Donovan Trumbull. And I'm not sure that it was right or wrong. It was a weird-looking play, but there was definitely contact. Grosjean gets a nice pass, left-hand corner around one, into the paint around two, up and in, and draws the foul, a chance at a three-point play here for the lone Cardinal senior. They cut the lead down to eight. And again, Donovan Trumbull had 17 free throw attempts in the first half. Third foul on Megan Migro. So if my book is right, four players have three fouls for Ravenna. And Grosjean puts it up and in, and she has 16, and it's 35-28 Ravenna. Ravenna does not have the depth they've had in past years, so this foul situation will be a problem if they cannot rein it in. They do have the lead by seven. Fidelki on the right wing. They spread it here against the 2-3 zone. Drop it down to the baseline. Skip pass right side. Ochtenberg wants to get it into Kuchera, but can't do it. Again, a big battle in there with Tarnik. Ravenna tries to spread the floor even more, giving themselves gaps and bigger passing lanes. Now they finally get it to Kuchera, who goes back door. The ball got away from Migro. She had to go get it. Back out to Megan. Pass knocked away and out of bounds off of Donovan Trumbull as Kiana Pfeiffer with a nice hand in that passing lane. This is how Donovan Trumbull got the lead in the first quarter with great defense. Fidelki to the high post. Kuchera, one dribble into the wing. Here's an 18-footer on the way and good for Megan Migro. She now has 10 of the ball game, and it's 37-28 Ravenna. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Emma Grosjean on the right side decides to take a long three, and it's spun out. No good. Offensive rebound, Williams. She'll throw it back up there. It's no good. And then it's yanked down by Megan Migro. And off to the races comes Ravenna to the other end. The runner rolls off the rim by Migro. No good. Hannah couldn't get it to fall. Another rebound for Abby Williams. Abby will be the last one up the floor. She's got the basketball, guarded by Fidelki. Brings it to the top of the circle. Looks for some help off the screen. Emma Grosjean comes out. And Hannah Migro almost in danger of a foul. Another three. Grosjean, that might have been tipped. It's going to go out of bounds. Yes, the official says it was tipped, and it will stay with Donovan Trumbull. Not positive who actually got a fingertip on that, but you could tell that it was coming up way short. And it'll be Donovan Trumbull ball underneath their own hoop. Emma Grosjean to throw it in. Into the corner, they'll go to Pfeiffer. Back out top to Tarnik. Into the paint, Grosjean's off the pick. She'll throw it up, off balance, no good. Rebound brought down by Ochtenberg, her fifth. Up the floor they go. Fast break, Kuchera, layup good. Sydney's first bucket of the basketball game. And now the lead back out to double digits at 11, 39, 28. Ravenna, 4.5 to go in the third. Grosjean's on the right elbow, gets it to Tarnik. Ashley kicks it out, Williams, 14-footer is good. And Sydney Kuchera, 15 feet away from the hoop, just boxed out her defender to the ground, and that's going to be her fourth foul. The bucket will count, and Donovan will keep possession. I think somebody gave Sydney a double dose of the five-hour energy drink tonight. She has been very active, but unfortunately, that's her fourth foul. And she will come out of the basketball game. So 39-30, Ravenna, and Donovan Trumbull, a chance to make it a 4 or 5 point trip as they bring Maddie Grosjean back in. Trying to get Emma free. Maddie at the top of the circle looking for the screen and roll. A lob instead to Poppy. Poppy, a fadeaway 15-footer. The left-hander puts it up, no good, but then the ball goes out of bounds off of Ravenna. They can't grab the rebound. Ashley Tarnik was in there to make it tough. Terraza also back on the floor for Donovan Trumbull. Both Grosjean, Terraza, along with Tarnik and Poppy, and they cannot get the ball in bounds. Well, hold on here. Did we have a timeout before the 5-second call? One official called a 5-second call. One official said he had a timeout. So timeout called here by Donovan Trumbull. They'll have two remaining. 4:12 to go in the third quarter of play. It's 39-30 Ravenna. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you, local people. Local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, Member FDIC.
Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT Pivot Tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
Well, we're back here as Donovan Trumbull on the inbounds blew the whistle, and in less than a second, the whistle blew again, and they called a foul on Ashley Tarnick, her fourth. So she has four and comes out. So Kuchera has four, and she's on the bench. And Ravenna has the ball back. Each team with a turnover here in the quarter, but so far they've been taking care of it. Migrel, Megan on the left wing, kicks it out there to Madison Schmidt, who checked in during the timeout. Nozick is in there. Skip pass over to Rip. Sarah brings it to the free throw line and kicks it back out. 15-footer on the right side is no good. Ochtenberg. Peraza does a good job of boxing out, and she'll get the rebound. Baseball pass to the other end. Outlet, they get it to the front court. Poppy can't get a shot away at the right elbow. Dumps it down to the baseline to Madison Gross-Hans. Maddie gets it back out of the left elbow to Pfeiffer, and they'll set it up. Emma Gross-Hans on the wing to DeRaza. 39-30 Ravenna, 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Maddie Gross-Hans all over her as Madison Schmidt deflected it out towards midcourt. And the Gross-Hans able to avoid the over and back, gets it to DeRaza's. You could tell she didn't have a left hand to dribble, and Ravenna knew that. DeRaza's trying to get some room here, and over her is Rip. Good defense by Ravenna to Pfeiffer. Back out in the corner. Looking at the three. Poppy doesn't take it. Now down to the low block. Good bounce pass inside. And Maddie Gross-Hans is going to be fouled. It's before the shot. So another one underneath the hoop. The foul is on Ochtenberg. Her second. Fourth team foul on the Lady Jays. The UNK women pick up a win tonight at Northwest Missouri State. 71-54. And the Lopers now are off until next week. Donovan Trumbull ball underneath their own hoop, trying to get it into the paint. Maddie Gross-Hans grabs it in traffic, throws it up, no good. Battles for her own rebound and gets it. Second opportunity here. Checking into the ball game for the first time, Hannah Hurst for Donovan Trumbull. Up top to Abby Williams. Swings it over to Emma Gross-Hans. Has dribble the left elbow into the paint. Crossover dribble off the window, no good. Got her own rebound. Back up, and it is going to spin out, no good. Maddie Gross-Hans up too strong. Another rebound by Pfeiffer. They've had multiple opportunities, but cannot finish the deal. And at the end here, we're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Ravenna. A chance to grab some momentum here over the last minute for Donovan Trumbull, but haven't been able to do it. Ravenna will have on the floor Rip, Nozicka, Fidelke, Schmidt, and Hannah Migrel. Blue Jay basketball on a 9-point lead, 2.5 to go, third quarter. Rip has a seam, comes right side, charges in, puts up a 7-foot runner, no good. Abby Williams with her third rebound of the quarter. She'll bring it into the front court, head fake on Fidelke, into the paint, takes an extra step, and scored. Ravenna wanted a walk, and they may have had a case there. 39-32, 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Spot up three in transition. Sarah Rip answers. Second three of the game for Sarah. And it's 42-32. Ravenna by 10. Emma Gross-Hans up the floor, draws the double team. Out to Williams, ball fake, and a reach-in foul called. Wipe off the bucket. Donovan Trumbull would much rather have the bucket that somehow went in. But a hand-check foul on Fidelke, her third, 15 foul. So again, Donovan Trumbull's going to have a chance in this fourth quarter to stay in the game from the free-throw line, but they've got to shoot the free throws better. Outside of Gross-Hans, it has not been pretty. Donovan Trumbull to throw it in, and a quick 5-second count. And a turnover here for Donovan Trumbull. Their second of the quarter. And Donovan Trumbull's going to put on some backcourt pressure. They haven't done a whole lot of that here. And we'll try it here maybe for the last 2 minutes. Ravenna throws over the top. Sarah Rip fakes the three, drives the baseline, got around the defender, put it up too strong. Rebound to Zika. She's hacked by half the team. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Both teams have fouled. It's just that Donovan Trumbull's fouls haven't been on the shot. Donovan Trumbull has attempted 19 free throws. This will be number 3 and 4 for Ravenna. They'll actually call the foul on Maddie Grosshans, her first, second team foul. And the free throw is up and no good. 1:47 to go, third quarter, 42-32. The Ravenna girls lead it. Boys game will follow. Second free throw on the way, and that one's good. Rebecca with her 9th point of the basketball game. 43-32, the lead back up to 11. Donovan Trumbull was up 12 in the first quarter, then down 10 at the half, got it to 7. Now it's back to 11. Driving the baseline and then hitting the bottom of the board with the shot is Williams. Grabbing the loose ball is Migrel. Outlet pass to Fidelki. Back to Migrel. 17-footer, no good. Ball comes off sharply to Williams. Williams with an outlet pass to Emma Grosshans, trying to go all the way. Puts it up. Contested, no good. Ravenna got the rebound. Fell down, no whistle. And they'll stay with the basketball. Up to Rip. They're running and gunning. Madison Schmidt for 3. In and out off the glass. Still won't go. And the rebound brought down by Poppy. So some quick transition shots and nobody able to finish off on either end. Maddie Grosshans brings the ball up the floor. Schmidt on her. They trap her in the right-hand corner. Pass out of the wing. Nice job to help there by Abby Williams. Williams works away around 2-3 defenders, and the layup is good. Nice job. Abby Williams, she has 8 points in the quarter, 12 in the game for the sophomore. At the other end, Schmidt, coast-to-coast, gets underneath the hoop and has to kick it back out. Migrel back to Schmidt for the 3. It is just short. Rebound brought down Maddie Grosshans. Again, Donovan Trumbull with 30 seconds in the quarter, a chance to cut into this lead. Williams keeps working, forces the jumper, no good that time. Offensive rebound pulled down by Poppy. And then we're going to get a jump ball call. They'll still hold on to the ball. The arrow points the way of the Cardinal. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull ball underneath their own hoop, trailing 43-34. Back in is Pfeiffer to inbound the ball. Also, Hurst re-enters the game. And Terrazas. They get it to Maddie Grosshans in the right-hand corner. Out to Hurst. She'll dribble to the top of the circle. Over to Terrazas. Into the paint. Throws up a wild shot. No good. And Nozicka will grab her 8th rebound. Ravenna's still got time. Outlet pass picked off by Hurst. Nice steal, but then it is punched right back out of her hands. Half-court shot. Nozicka at the horn is off the mark. They're chasing the grease pig out there the last couple of minutes. There was plenty of action, just not a lot of scoring. And after 3, it is Ravenna 43, Donovan Trumbull, Lady Cardinals 34, here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those named brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been a leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implemented Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Stop by Kirshner's Implement in Ravenna and see the great selection of used harvest and hay equipment as well as quality used tractors. All at Kirshner Implement, a proud supporter of tonight's game. Go Blue Jays!
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, ready for the fourth quarter. Donovan Trumbull basketball, and they trail it 43-34, but playing very tough here today. Trying to get it in, they do, and out of bounds with the basketball. Carson Poppy, they tried to throw it down the sideline here, and she jumped in the air and came down out of bounds. That is the 13th turnover for Donovan Trumbull. Ravenna has 11. And now they're saying there's an error, that it should have been Ravenna basketball to begin the quarter anyway. That's why you heard the buzzer in the background. Which is what I had in my book, is that it should have been Ravenna's ball, but you never know. So I guess what it does do is it saves a turnover in the stats. But Ravenna's going to get the ball anyway to start the fourth quarter. They move from left to right. Donovan Trumbull from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Ravenna did quit committing fouls there over the last 4 minutes of the quarter. Skip past Fidelke. They've got a lot of girls with 3 and 4 fouls. Donovan Trumbull shot just one free throw last quarter. Driving to baseline, Meagrel got too far underneath but got her own rebound off the miss, and then she is going to be called a jump ball after she got the rebound. There was a couple of hands in there to block her putback, and they called it a jump. So now it'll be Donovan Trumbull basketball. And now Ravenna coach Noah Ballsby saying, hey, we had already played the play, so the arrow shouldn't switch, but I don't think that's what they're going to do here. They will give the arrow to Donovan Trumbull. And Ravenna will put on a little pressure in the backcourt again. It's man-to-man. They're not trapping. They're not doing zone. It's been man-to-man all the way. And bringing up Emma Grosson, 16 game-high points, but just 3 in the third quarter. On the right side of the key is Abby Williams. She had 8 last quarter, and she's got 12. The two have 28 of the 34. Williams, near a 5-second count, drives, kicks it out to Emma for 3. Almost banked it in. It's no good. Rebound pulled down there by Poppy. She has her shot blocked in there. Meagrel, I believe it was. Kuchera back to Meagrel. Runner on the left wing, too strong. Grosshans with her 7th rebound. Up the floor, 1-on-4. And she is going to be fouled, and that's a break there. She was going to do whatever she had to do to shoot the ball, and she would have been called for a couple of walks before she ever got that ball in the air. She was trying to take it 1-on-4, and the foul is on Megan Meagrel. She has 4. Kuchera has 4. Rip, Hannah Meagrel, Fidelke each have 3. 6th team foul. Donovan will inbound. Pfeiffer on the right wing. Off the pick, brings it to the elbow and gives it to Grosshans at the top of the circle. Bounce pass into Pfeiffer. Back out on the wing to Poppy. Poppy drives left baseline, just not quick enough to get around Ochtenberg. Pfeiffer 14-footer. It's too strong. Ball grabbed by Megan Meagrel, and Ravenna has it. Donovan Trumbull outscored Ravenna 11-10 in the third quarter. Kuchera on the block. Another wrap around to Meagrel. Short jumper is up and in. Every time Kuchera touches it, they double her. And she has found the open player on the backside twice. 45-34. 11-point lead. Ravenna, their biggest has been 12. And driving in, Abby Williams bounces it off the foot of a Ravenna player and out of bounds. Ravenna 5-4, Donovan Trumbull 2-7, but was up by 12 in the first quarter, and then things have kind of averaged out for him. Donovan Trumbull ball off the inbound, trying to find Emma Grosshans, can't do it. They get it to Tarnick, now to Williams. Nice move between defenders, tries to lay it off there for Poppy on the backside, and Ochtenberg got a hand in there and punched it out of bounds. They ran the play, it's just that Abby was probably open and didn't have to make that pass. But that is what they want to do most of the time. Pfeiffer gets it out on the wing. Grosshans is run over. Foul on Hannah Meagrel. She now joins the 4-foul club. Malsby, Coach Malsby, I don't think has quite enough players to take all of the 4-foul girls out. Fidelke is in. That is the 7th team foul. So 1-1. Emma Grosshans will go to the line. She has put it up 9 times and hit 7 of them. For a game-high 16, by the way, for Ravenna, very balanced. They've had 8 players score. Megan Meagrel now has a dozen, 9 for Rebecca Nozicka, 6 each for Ochtenberg, Fidelke, and Rip. Free throw rattles around and in for Emma Grosshans. 17 points in the ball game, right at her season average. And she'll garner the bonus. Second free throw up, and that's right through there. 18 points. Half the points, and that's been the norm this year. Full court pressure on. Sarah Rip comes back to take the inbounds pass. Brings it up the floor with the crossover. Leaves it off on the left wing. Ochtenberg runs down the middle of the lane. Throws up the 8-footer. No good. Kuchera tries to save it, and it goes out of bounds. So back over to Donovan Trumbull. Trying to make a run. Trying to make a run. A girls' final tonight. Kearney Catholic 83, Wood River 29. Boys game should be a lot closer. The boys already played in the season opening tournament with a win by Wood River as the shot is up by Abby Williams, and it is in. Williams now with 14. Donovan Trumbull trying to hang in there. They've cut it to 7. They just haven't been able to get any closer as Rip shoots a 3 off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Fidelke. She'll back out there into three-point land into Kuchera. And let's see what the officials are going to call. A charge or a bucket in a three-point play. They're going to call it a bucket. The two officials wanted to make sure that they agreed on the call. And Sidney Kuchera will go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Obviously, the Donovan Trumbull fans wanted to foul because Kuchera has 4, and that would get her out of the game. And it looks like that is the 5th foul. Well, I don't know. They are taking Ashley Tarnick out. I'm not sure if they called it on her or Pfeiffer. They have not posted it. So the free throw is on the way by Kuchera, and it is good. Her 5th point of the basketball game. And that'll make it 48-38 with 5:20 to go. Ravenna back up by 10. Donovan Trumbull ball with Poppy in the right-hand corner. Dribbles out of there. Gives it off to Madison Grosshans. 2 dribbles and doesn't really go anywhere. Now trying to lob it in. Good catch by Kreidel. Moves to the hoop but put it up off the rim. No good. Tip back to her. She'll put it up too strong. And the rebound brought down by Ochtenberg, and we are off to the races at the other end. Ravenna cannot attack in transition. They'll move it around the perimeter. Meagrel to the baseline. She'll drive. She'll shoot. She'll have it blocked by Kreidel. She'll get it back. It ends up all the way out to Ochtenberg, who's tackled. And it's getting a little more physical now. Both teams really wanting it. But Ravenna has the 10-point cushion. Meagrel in the corner from 16. No good. Rebound brought down by Maddie Grosshans. To Emma. She wants to beat everybody back. Can't do it. To Maddie. 4-3. It's off the iron and will not go. Out of bounds to Ravenna. Well, the clock is now down to 4:24. And again, we've had a lot of possessions here, basically over the last 6 minutes, without a whole lot of scoring. Donovan Trumbull, just when they get it down to 7 or 8, that's when Ravenna scores, and then we play battle the rest of the way. Pressure on by Donovan Trumbull, but Ravenna easily breaks it. Megan Meagle hustles it into the front court. 4:15 to go. Pass deflected away by Emma Grosshans, and Ravenna turns it over for the first time in a quarter. Terrazas will bring it into the front court. They need a bucket badly. Down by 10 with 4:10 to go. Pfeiffer with it. Off the screen. Brings it to the top of the circle. Ravenna's doing a good job fighting through those screens to Terrazas. Terrazas drives right baseline around the defender. Pulls up from 5. It will absolutely not go in. Maddie Grosshans point blank put back. No good. Sidney Kuchera with the rebound. Ravenna running to Meagrel. Back to the trailer. It is Megan DeHanna. I'm a little surprised almost that Coach Malsby doesn't call timeout. Just settle them down. They're trying to survive this one. They're up 10. And he's been able to do that without taking the timeout. They spread the floor a little bit. Ochtenberg coming out. Dribbles into the right-hand corner. Back to the free throw line. And there finally is the timeout. He saw potential disaster. And a timeout will be called. They'll have 2 remaining. 3:24 to go. Here in the ballgame, Ravenna trying to survive Donovan Trumbull's comeback. 48-38 Jays. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Glad to have you back with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Donovan, Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We have 3:25 to go in the ball game, and it is Ravenna basketball, leading it by 10. Spreading the floor against the Donovan Trumbull man-to-man. Donovan Trumbull actually has 3 fouls to give. They're going to have to start thinking about that. They get it to Kuchera on the block. She spins left, starts right, has it picked away from behind. Nice job in there by Poppy, and then a foul trying to get the ball back. And into the 1-1 situation are the Cardinals. And that's it for Sidney Kuchera. She lost the ball, tried to get it back, and she will foul out of the ball game with 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 3:05 remaining in the contest. although they haven't got her out of the ball game yet. Now they finally do. Sydney was down there, didn't realize she had five, or at least she was trying to sell it. And in her place is Nozicka. So she and Fidelke, along with Ochtenberg, Rip, and Hannah Meagrel for Ravenna at the line to shoot the one and one. No good. Poppy fight for the rebound. It's on the ground. Still loose. And Ravenna somehow picked it up and got out of there with Ochtenberg. And now they run across the timeline and slow it down wisely. It's been 48-38 for quite a while. Ravenna has 5 points, four for Donovan Trumbull. As Meagrel drives, and a charging foul will be called on Hannah Meagrel. And that'll be her fifth. Shot didn't go, and Donovan was probably going to get the rebound. And so Hannah, with 1 point, six rebounds, and she'll foul out with 2:45 to go. She doesn't look to score a whole lot. That's more Megan's job with 12 tonight in the game. But Ravenna's went over a couple of minutes here without scoring, and Donovan has had a lot of looks in the paint. They haven't been able to score either. 2:40 to go. It remains 48-38. Ravenna by 10 at the end of the game. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show with all the final stats, and then we'll get you ready for the boys' contest. Driving to the baseline is Poppy. Gets it inside. Pfeiffer forces the jumper up. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Nozicka, her ninth. And Ravenna will get it to Rip. She'll swing it right side. Meagrel's wide open. Megan drives. A little six-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Pfeiffer to Emma Grosshahn. She's trying to weave her way through all the traffic. Puts up a tough shot. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Fidelke. And here comes Ravenna. And you can tell that they're starting to run out of gas. 2 minutes to go. Meagrel, Ravenna still trying to run their offense, and a timeout called. One more to go for Ravenna. And Coach Malsby, I think, is going to say, let's just throw it around the perimeter and get out of here. 48-38 Ravenna, 1:52 to go in the basketball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Well, it's been a while since we put a run of points on, and Donovan Trumbull's just not going to be able to get there. They're down 48-38. Ravenna has the ball in a 10-point lead with a minute 57 to go. Jays get it into Rip. Tough defense being played, and again, Donovan has three fouls to give. Meagrel drives the right side, puts it up, spins around once, twice, and finally drops. And Megan now has 14, and that actually equals the largest lead of the game for Ravenna. And Donovan Trumbull has decided to call timeout when they get the ball into the front court. 1:36 to go in the game, 50-38. Ravenna on their way to their sixth win, but it wasn't without a little fight tonight. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Well, it's been over 4 minutes since Donovan Trumbull has scored in the ball game, and it's just going to thwart their chance to pull off the upset at home tonight. Donovan Trumbull's girls, two wins this year. They have beaten Harvard, and that was their only home win, and then they won in the holiday tournament over Gibbon, a team that they will see and will see again in just a few days here when the teams battle back here at Donovan. Emma Grosshans, all kinds of being bodied up here out at midcourt, and you got to question why Ravenna's doing that. You know Grosshans wants to shoot the ball. And Emma will go to the line and shoot two, but you can't foul at half court. And that's what happened. It's really the only way that Donovan Trumbull could get back in a ball game is if you foul him out at midcourt. Grosshans will put the first free throw up and in, her 19th point of the basketball game and their first point in over 4 minutes. Donovan Trumbull brings in a little deeper bench. Abigail and Alex Williams both check in. Probably just a foul. Now we've got a violation on the Cardinals. Actually, Terrazas must have stepped on the top of the key. You can't move inside the key while the free throw shooter has the ball. So there was no attempt. It comes to Ravenna. They get the ball into Rip. Rip will hustle up the floor trying to avoid the foul. They tried to foul, didn't get it done. Now the ball's loose on the floor, still out there, and somehow it ended up in Ravenna's hands. Migrel picks it up. Minute 15 to go, and a foul called on Abigail Williams. And again, they have fouls to give. That's only the fourth, so Ravenna will continue to take it in. 1:16 to go, 50-39, Ravenna. Donovan hoping for a steal, looking for Fidelke. She's covered. Throw it into the front court to Migrel, and another foul called on Alex Williams. Trying to get Ravenna to the line. Don't forget, when we're done, the New West postgame show and then the boys' contest. About an 8 o'clock tip-off for that tonight. Girls' game has been a little long with the amount of fouls called, but nothing too crazy. Ravenna to throw it in. Ochtenberg lobs it backside, gets it to Nozicka, who decides to attack the hoop, then kicks it back out to Rip. Now Sarah drives and kicks it back out. Ochtenberg. And finally, a foul called on Donovan Trumbull. Williams, Abigail with her second. Sixth team foul, 1:05 to go. Ravenna to throw it in again. Donovan Trumbull will next be in action on Saturday night at Grand Island Central Catholic as the inbounds pass nearly stolen away. And Ravenna is at Wood River. And that ball game is tomorrow. And then Ravenna has Ansley Litchfield at home Saturday. Three games in 3 days. And then Ravenna is at Minden Tuesday. And again, we'll have the Ravenna-Minden doubleheader Tuesday night here on Classic Hits as the seventh foul finally committed as a team for Donovan Trumbull. And with 58 seconds to go, it'll be Sarah Rip at the line to shoot a 1-1. Sarah, a couple of three-pointers. She has 6 points. Free throw is up, and it is in. As a team, Ravenna is now 4 of 6 at the line. And after shooting 17 free throws in the first half, Donovan Trumbull has shot only 5 in the second half. Second free throw, no good. Rebound yanked down by Poppy, her fifth. 51-39, Ravenna by 12, 50 seconds to go. Both teams playing still tough defense, man-to-man, as the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Jays. 45 seconds remaining. And waiting for the ball to be inbounded. They'll touch it in to Abby Williams. She'll throw it out top to Emma Grosshans. Being bodied up. Gets around Ochtenberg. Takes it to the hoop. Scoop shot. Hit the rim. No good. Nozicka gets her 10th rebound of the ball game. And then she'll be fouled. And she'll have a chance to get her 10th point of the ball game. Emma Grosshans with the foul. That's actually her first of the game. But this one's over, 51-39. Just depends on if they want to keep fouling each other or not. 34 seconds is all that remains. Nozicka 1 of 2 at the line. This is a 1-1. And it is up and no good. And they're going to say that it didn't hit the cylinder. Looked like it hit the cylinder and the backboard. But it didn't. It just hit the backboard. It doesn't matter. Donovan Trumbull will get the ball anyway. Emma Grosshans brings it up with 30 seconds to go. looking to clear some space. Back up, long three for Emma. In and out, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Maddie Grosshans gets the rebound, tries to fire it towards the hoop. It is loose. Ball's picked up by Megan Meagrel. Another foul is called with 15 seconds to go. And Meagrel will get a chance to add to her point total with her first trip to the line. She does have 14 points to lead the way tonight for the Jays. Waiting. And Meagrel will get the free throws now. One dribble, and Megan will put it up, and no good. Nozicka gets the rebound, though. She'll put it up and score. So there's the double-double for Rebecca. I've got her for 11 points and 11 rebounds. That's actually the biggest lead of the game, 53-39. Emma Grosshans trying to find a way to get one more shot away, and the final shot of the ball game comes up short, and this one is over. So Ravenna was in big trouble early, down 12 in the first quarter, but then had a 10-point lead at half, and it never got closer than 7 the rest of the way. The final score, Ravenna 53, Donovan Trumbull 39. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show with all the final stats is coming your way after this timeout.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For Donovan Trumbull, they had just 4 players score in the basketball game, 2 getting 33 of the 39 points tonight, led by Emma Grosshans. She averages 17 points a game. Tonight she had 19 points, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. She had 6 rebounds. Kiana Pfeiffer, 6 rebounds. Anna Terrazas, 1.1 rebound. Carson Poppy, 5 rebounds. Abby Williams, 14 points and 4 rebounds. Ashley Tarnick, 3 rebounds. Maddie Grosshans, 5 points. Those came in the first quarter. She had 6 rebounds. And Jenna Kreidel had a rebound and a blocked shot. 10 rebounds in the first half, 22 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 17 in the first half, 4 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, 3 in the second half, including none in the fourth quarter. They just couldn't buy a bucket. 23 points at halftime, 16 of the second half. Donovan Trumbull, Lady Cardinals finish with 39 points, 32 rebounds, 11 out of 22 at the free throw line, 2 of 8 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 12 turnovers. The Lady Cardinals fall to 2-8 on the season. And as we said, Donovan Trumbull will be at Grand Island Central Catholic on Saturday, then on Tuesday at Centura, and we'll be back here on Thursday the 16th when they take on Gibbon. We'll look at the final numbers for the Ravenna Lady Jays right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
5 Points Bank.
We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Now let's take a look at the final numbers for the Ravenna Lady Jays. They had a total of 8 players score. Brooklyn Fidelke hit a pair of 3-pointers. She had 6 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Rebecca Nazica, 11 points, 11 rebounds. Sarah Ripp, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Megan Meagrel led the Jays tonight with 14 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Hannah Meagrel, 1 point, 6 rebounds. Sydney Kuchera, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Emma Ochtenberg, 6 points, 7 rebounds. And Madison Schmidt hit a 3-point bucket. For her total, she also had 1 rebound. 19 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Jays. 4 of 10 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, and 4 in the second half. The Jays had 27 points in the second quarter. They scored 26 in the other three quarters combined, but that was the difference tonight. 33 points in the first half, 20 in the second half. Ravenna finishes with 53 points, 38 rebounds, 4 of 9 at the free throw line, 5 of 14 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 13 turnovers. Ravenna improves to 6-4 with a 53-39 win over Donovan Trumbull. And Ravenna will be at Wood River tomorrow and host state-rated Ansley Litchfield, but they're without Lindsey Siegel now in that game. Is on Saturday. We'll see Ravenna at undefeated Minden next Tuesday. UNK women, a winner tonight, 71-54. The men are just underway, as are the Nebraska women at Michigan State on 1230 AM KHAS. We'll take about a 15-minute break and be back with the boys' game as Donovan Trumbull gets ready to battle Ravenna here on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.